in the global summit game, the key is knowing what not to talk about.
And avoiding the dilemma of having to mention the unmentionable.
You tell me what you want.
Hell, I just do it for the fun of it. For a story to tell.
Oh, no, you couldn't tell anybody.
Oh, hey, listen, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, you couldn't tell anybody.
No, I know. It's just a figure of speech. No. It's a pageant.
It's a pageant. That's what it is.
Behind the pageantry and boosterism of President Obama's Asia trip, perhaps it's the hidden agendas that are wagging the dog in U.S. policy toward Asia.
From human rights in Indonesia to who should control Kashmir to sovereignty over Taiwan, what the president won't be talking about on this Asia trip.
Minding manners or managing the minders, the diplomacy that dare not speak its name. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A little wagging the dog there from the 90s, but the unstated items on the Asian agenda are probably going to be driving the summits on President's Asia trip this week. It's Tuesday, November 9th.
Wagging the dog, a difficult enterprise that ends up just irritating the dog. Let's get a look at the morning's top news. That's President Obama being welcomed in Indonesia this morning. That was his home for 4 years as a child. He's already canceled two trips to the country. And today, the White House says it's cutting short this trip because of an ash cloud from a nearby volcano. He'll be there for just 24 hours, and we're meeting with Indonesia's president and make a speech about the need to improve relations with the West and Muslim world. Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim nation.
The president's actually speaking now.
He is. From Indonesia, the president will then head on to the G20 summit in South Korea, where he'll face rising concern over the Federal Reserve's new $600 billion bond buying program. This morning, China warns that the influx of money could destabilize the global economy. Inflation worries led to gold closing at a record high yesterday and silver at a 30-year high.
Presidential panel looking into the Gulf oil spill says there's no evidence anyone involved in the drilling that Deepwater Horizon well took shortcuts in order to save money.
We have not found a situation where we could say a man had a choice between safety and dollars and put his money on dollars. We haven't seen it.
Commission Chief Fred Bartlett also says BP's investigation of what happened is pretty much on the money.
The report they did, which some people in the newspaper said was self-serving, we agree with about 90% of it.
And Bartlett adds the rig was 45 days behind schedule, and BP may have hurried some things because of the price of delays. The cholera outbreak has now reached the Haitian capital. Doctors confirm a 3-year-old boy in Port-au-Prince who has not left the city has cholera. Samples from more than 100 suspected cases are now being tested, mostly in one neighborhood. U.S. aid worker Dr. Kara Gibson tells the BBC,
now that it's in Cité Soleil, you can expect to see it just explode. And the hospital in that area is already at capacity. It is maxed out in the matter of a day with patients.
More than 500 people have died from cholera, and nearly 8,000 more are infected.
A week after the election, Alaska will start counting absentee and write-in votes today in the state's still undecided Senate race. And this morning, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the United States is open to the idea of keeping troops in Iraq past the deadline to leave next year. That's if the Iraqi government asks for it.
President Bush, President George W. Bush, former president, gave his first big interview last night as his book rolls out this week. He talked with NBC News and said that he doesn't need to apologize for invading Iraq on what turned out to be faulty intelligence over weapons of mass destruction.
Apologizing would basically say the decision was a wrong decision, and I don't believe it was a wrong decision.
President Bush's memoir, Decision Points, goes on sale today. Asian markets down, European indices up, futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,406. The S&P opens at 1,223. The NASDAQ at 2580. Later on this hour, Tim Wu takes us on an in-depth tour of the history of communication innovation. Turns out telephone, radio, television, and now the internet have all changed the way the world keeps connected, and in very much the same ways.
But first, we're going to go to Asia. What are the political and diplomatic landmines that President Obama will avoid during his trip? We're going to talk with a noted Asia scholar in just a moment.